The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, the 6th of September, 2012. There's a little mini firestorm that has happened on the internet. There was a story that was put out by gosh knows who that, well, their studies reveal that, you know, organic foods are really not more any more nutritional than standard grown foods. I kid you not. Anthony Gucciardi over at Natural Society. And I'm going to play the clip for you. It's about a 10-minute clip, so I've got to get in and get out quickly with that one. He said the latest study to demonize foods free of GMO ingredients and mercury-containing high fructose corn syrup ultimately, once again, fails to accurately address key aspects of the conventional versus organic. The debate and even falls short of properly addressing the limited scope of concerns it does attempt to analyze. Even the comments on many of the mainstream reports that readers quickly saw through the erroneous organics is the same as conventional headlines and began highlighting the many inaccuracies of the research. As I outline in the video, which I will play for you after this first break, the study completely fails to account for key factors such as the presence of GMOs, artificial sweeteners like aspartame and sucralose, mercury such as that admittedly contained in high fructose corn syrup, BPA, and much, much more. It also doesn't even properly address the two topics it seeks to address concerning the presence, antibiotics, and chemical residue. The researchers fail first of all to reveal the difference between the organic food and the conventional food pesticides, and then go on to state that organic food actually does not have lower pesticides levels. They then state that it doesn't matter that conventional foods have higher pesticides and herbicides and insecticide levels because they don't exceed legal limits. They then fail to mention that Roundup, Monsanto's best-selling herbicide, has been linked to DNA damage, infertility, and over 29 other associated diseases. Yet they insist that there is no real difference. The look on the producer's face was worth its weight in gold, folks. You didn't get to see it. A new strain of resistant tuberculosis known as the White Plague has even started to spread that it is a result of rampant antibiotic use across the globe. Now, conventional farm animals are dosed up with these antibiotics to prevent them from dying as a result of the serious illnesses they come down with. The animals are stricken from both eating a poor diet and often full of genetically modified grain, as well as sitting stationary in a claustrophobic area. Around 30% of cows in the United States are also injected with Monsanto's genetically modified synthetic hormone known as RBGH. We'll be right back.
Simple Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Story by Jerry Corsi. Man, is things getting weird here. At the Democrat National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, a Jewish Democrat county chairman lashed out at evangelical Christians, claiming they aren't true friends of Jews and that Christians want Jews slaughtered to bring about the second coming of Jesus Christ. No, we've already had our coming of Christ, didn't we? He says, I'm Jewish, the Palm Beach County Democrat chairman Mark Allen Siegel told Scotty Nell Hughes, a reporter attending the DNC, who represents Patriot TV and the Tea Party News Network. I'm not a fan of any religion or of any religion other than Judaism. Hughes asked, so you're not a fan of Christianity? No, I'm not. The Christians just want us to be there so we can all be slaughtered and converted and bring on the second coming of Jesus Christ. Here is the clip, folks. Seriously?
I'm Jewish. I'm not a fan of any religion other than Judaism.
So you're not a fan of Christianity, who truly tries to protect the Jewish faith?
Oh, no. The Christians just want us to be there so we can all be slaughtered and converted and bring on the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Where do you get that?
Let me finish. They're not our friends. They want Israel to pursue policies which are antithetical with its security and existence. The worst possible allies for the Jewish state are the fundamentalist Christians who want Jews to die and convert so they can bring on the second coming of their Lord. It is a false friendship. They are seeking their own ends and not ours.
You sound like you're the opposite of anti-Semitic. You're anti-Christianic?
No, I don't believe that the fundamentalists urging a greater Israel are friends of the Jewish state.
But they sure keep taking our money every year. You believe that? Is he speaking about the Rotund one in San Antonio down there? Well, Mr. Hagee? He can't be talking about Mr. Hagee, because Mr. Hagee said that if we do not befriend Israel and give them everything that they want, it's an affront to God. Maybe he ought to introduce him to Hagee. Maybe he can go to his church. No, but he won't, because he's a... I don't know what he is. Well, anyhow, the Christians just want us to be there so we can all be slaughtered and converted. Doesn't he have that backward? Don't you try to convert them first, and if they don't want to convert, then you slaughter them? I mean, if you were going to go through a slaughtering process for not picking up, I don't know, whatever. Well, oh, man. And how much money is Israel getting from the United States by way of aid? No, Mr. Producer, you're dead wrong. Times that at least safely by five. Minimally, $20 billion a year, at the minimum. See, we've always been told it's $2 or $3 billion. No. You held up four fingers. Yeah, no. It's at least, at a minimum, five times that is. And I've heard, and who the hell knows, because, you know, we need to audit somebody here. We need to know where our stuff is going, or rather what the government is barring against the production of future generations. And I think sometime in the year 3012, maybe in about 1,000 years, we might get the debt paid off through all the labor of successive generations yet to come. At any rate, yeah. He needs to go to Hagee's church. John Hagee. He'll save the planet. Michael in New York. Hello, Michael.
Yes, sir, John. Good afternoon.
Hi.
I think, John, I feel exactly the same way regarding those comments from, that individual in Israel. And sure, just go away, please, and leave us alone and quit taking our money would be great. We'd much appreciate it. And I just wanted to chime in on that previous report from that individual. I don't know if he was government or not, but yes, John, it's true. According to government latest reports, fluoride in the water is good. Vaccines are very good. And by the way, I'm going out to get my free shots because they're free. I'm going to ask the doctor to give me a year or two supply, maybe 10 years since they're free.
Well, while you're there, tell the doctor to turn you upside down and empty your pockets to see if anything falls out. You know, because obviously you owe that to Israel. Give it up.
Yes, that's right. I'll make the donation on the way into the doctor's office on it, I'm sure. And then I'm also, John, going down to my local nuclear irradiation plant, and I'm going to hang out there and camp out for a couple of weeks straight because government reports are radiation exposure is very healthy, so I'm going down to dose up on that right now.
Well, and you know what? I'm going to start a new import business for all the cows meandering around in Japan right now in pastures that they were ordered to kill, but they didn't. You know, I can't wait for the offspring of some of these cows. You know, when the bulls go in for the season to make more cows, you know, are some of them going to appear with four or five udders on them? You know, maybe you'll have 40 to 50 teats on a cow for faster milk delivery. Hey, we might be speeding up evolutionary process on planet Earth. Let's not knock that.
I think you just exposed the latest Monsanto agenda, John. You had to get more milk out of a cow.
Oh, God.
It's pretty pathetic, John. And lastly, yeah. I'm going out to spray my crops with DDT right now, since that's very healthy, too. And I'm just going to enjoy it while I'm spraying it and while I'm eating the crops that have it on it, sir.
Double plus good, and I've just increased your choco rations to 7 grams.
Thanks, John. God Thanks. Bless, sir. Keep up the good work, John.
Thanks. Thanks, Michael. Yeah. How much more? It's getting really strange out there, folks. It is getting really weird. Well, the government seems to want to snoop and poop on more people, and they have found new creative ways to do it. Now, do you remember this story? This just happened a couple of days ago. FBI agent Christopher Stangl, he appeared in a video. This happened a few years ago. He appeared in a video put out by the FBI calling on people with computer science degrees to join them as they were needed now more than ever. In the video posted to Facebook, he said this, "Hello, my name is Special Agent Chris Stangl of the New York City Field Office of the FBI. Today, more than ever, we need individuals with computer science backgrounds to join the FBI. From a special agent that investigates cybercrime or the computer scientist that is embedded in the cyber squad that analyzes malware." A couple of days ago, the hacktivists, as they're called, groups Anonymous and AntiSec, responded by hacking into Stangl's laptop and finding over 12 million Apple IDs in the database. Anonymous took 1 million of them and published them on Twitter. The Apple IDs refer to UDIDs, the unique device identifiers. Every iPhone and every iPad has one. The hackers also noted that in the agent's database contains cell phone numbers, usernames, zip codes, and addresses of iPhone and iPad users. Some may call this an act of cyber terrorism by Anonymous and AntiSec, and maybe it is, and maybe they should be prosecuted for it if they can be found. But I'd also like to know just what an FBI agent is doing with a database of over 12 million iPhone and iPad users. Neither Agent Stangl nor the FBI spokesman commented on the incident. They are effectively tracking these people through their Apple devices. Since most people with iPhones carry their iPhones with them at all times, it would be very easy to locate these individuals. But Apple users aren't the only ones being tracked and monitored. Forbes had a piece back in April talking about how law enforcement use cell phone information to track people, and how cell phone companies sell their customers' information to law enforcement and make millions a year by doing so. The American Civil Liberties Union revealed a trove of documents it obtained through the Freedom of Information request to more than 200 police departments around the country. They show a pattern of police tracking cell phone locations and gathering other data like call logs without warrants, using devices that impersonate cell towers to intercept cellular signals, and encouraging officers to refrain from speaking about cell tracking technology to the public. All detailed in the New York Times story, but at least one document also details the day-to-day business of telecoms handing over data to law enforcement, including a breakdown of every major carrier's fees for every sort of data request, from targeted wiretaps to so-called tower dumps that provide information on every user of certain cell towers. So law enforcement is taking our tax dollars, buying our private information from our cell phone companies in order to keep track of us. Now, the FBI's Apple UDID database and law enforcement's tracking of our cell phones are consistent with what the NSA is building out in Utah. They're building America's largest data warehouse. Wired.com reported earlier this year that flowing through its servers and routers and stored in near bottomless databases will be all forms of communication, including the complete contents of private emails, cell phone calls, and Google searches, as well as all sorts of personal data trails, parking receipts, travel itineraries, bookstore purchases, and other digital pocket litter, as it's called. If you got Facebook and an iPhone, the FBI and local law enforcement likely know everything about you. Now, this may or may not bother you, depending on what you've said or where you've been on the Internet or your iPhone. But just remember what our government considers criminal behavior these days. Now, in a somewhat related story that we have on the website, I have that story up and this one as well. New geofence technology lets the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, and Apple command your phone's camera and microphone. More on that after this break. You're going to love this one. Yeah. You can't expect, and I've heard this how many times? It's not reasonable to expect privacy when you're dealing with public utilities and just the person themselves being out in public. There's no expectation of privacy. Really? Where do I have to go? Pluto?
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
All right, so to just make this as clear as we possibly can, folks, two noteworthy pieces of information were made available over the weekend, which further prove that our government and high technology firms are working together in an effort to expand the scope of the domestic police state. First, Apple has been granted a new patent that allows the company to command its devices to shut down camera and microphone functionality on any iPhone or iPad based on a specific geographic location. The technology makes it possible for the firm, at the behest of the government official, whoever that may be, to create a geofence around any venue or event which is identified as a security priority or sensitive area. Now, let me stop here because the thought just entered my mind. As maybe some police are out there beating somebody mercilessly for no damn good reason at all, or maybe shooting them on the platform of some rapid transit thing, or maybe getting, what was that shooting up there a couple of weeks ago at the Empire State Building? Two people died. It was the shooter and the guy he wanted to shoot. But the other nine people that were shot were actually shot by the cops. Now, it'd be really embarrassing for the NYPD to go look at their wayward and not so tactically minded or proficient police with firearms shooting 9 people. You know, maybe we could get it in high definition and slow it down. You know, so we can give it all the graphic detail like they do in our Hollyweird movies. But this is what they have in mind. To put it bluntly, the powers that be could control what you can and cannot document on your wireless device according to their own whims. And you know what? I had a thought when I read this. I thought, you know, during any routine stops out on the highways, you know how the cops always have the little video cameras going? Okay. And I think the cops should be wearing microphones on their person, if he's the main person in this investigation, or what do they like to call them, roadside interviews? That everything be recorded. Everything. And that if for some reason a video is lost or the sound recording just doesn't record, I think that person should be able to go scot-free. I think this could be a revolution in this country. You know, oh, you didn't get me on video? You didn't get any audio? So I'm going to depend on you if we have to go to court of you telling the truth? Why? Because you got a shiny badge and gun? Don't think so. I think we should be able to record the police without interference on any investigations, whether they're knocking on your front door or during a routine traffic stop. Can't provide the video and the audio? Case thrown out. By the way, we get to record and video as well without getting the complaints and the lies by the police. I didn't give you permission to video me. I don't need your permission to video you. You are a public servant. You're given powers. It's called force continuum to do your little chit-chat to any citizen in USA up to including unholstering your weapon and turning somebody's head into human confetti. Yes, we should have that right. And to automatically assume that because a guy is a police officer, that they never lie in court. I mean, really? Tell that to a judge at a dinner party over a few drinks and see what he does. He probably laughs so hard he'll spit hors d'oeuvres through his nose. You know, the automatic assumption. So why don't I get the same benefit? If I'm sworn in court and I raise my right hand and put my left hand on, that's right, the now absent Bible. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? They eliminated God and the Bible out of this whole deal. You know, there was a standard of which we measured things by, but not anymore. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you. So help me what? Tell the truth? Are you going to help me tell the truth? Because I know that guy with the shiny badge and the gun probably is not going to tell the truth, or he's going to, how should I say, embellish to secure his contention that you did something wrong. Man, this is getting a little strange. So, anyhow, talking about how law enforcement uses cell phone information to track people and how cell phone companies sell their customers' information to law enforcement to make millions doing it. Civil Liberties Union revealed a trove of documents it had obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. The request of more than 200 police departments around the country. The cops are told, don't discuss this with the public, this cell tracking technology. Yep, that's off limits. You can't tell anybody about it. So law enforcement is taking our tax dollars and buying our private information from our cell phone companies in order to keep track of us. Oh, I feel doubly free today. I feel really happy and secure. The FBI's Apple UDID database and law enforcement's tracking of our cell phones are consistent with what the NSA is building out in Utah. They're building America's largest data warehouse, and as I said earlier, Wired.com reported earlier this year that flowing through its servers and routers and stored in near bottomless databases will be all forms of communications, including all of your searches, your travel itineraries, parking receipts, bookstore purchases, and other digital pocket litter. I'll open up the lines at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, folks, if you've got Facebook or an iPhone, the FBI and local law enforcement likely know everything about you. Now, this may or may not bother you, depending on what you've said or where you've been on the Internet or your iPhone, but just remember what our government considers criminal behavior these days. Well, that's kind of a redux of the story that I just read you, but more information was provided. So, and if you think you're safe in your home, you're not. You're not. The FBI has the authority, when you're not home, to come into your property, look at your database in your computer, or just steal your computer if they so desire. Maybe they want to go have lunch. You know, we'll do a dump or a download here. Nah, we'll just take the hard drive. They can search your house. They can look through your belongings, personal. They can look through your contents of your garage, see if you have any bomb-building devices or anything else they so choose. And they don't even have to tell you they've been there. Now, if they have the ability to physically show up at your property and rumble through your stuff, what makes you think that they're not watching your emails and listening to your phone calls as well? Now, remember the Echelon programs and everything else out there with identifying trigger words. terrorism, say bomb, screw the politicians, whatever. I mean, this stuff shows up in database and then it just plucks out. It starts fishing. You may be a terrorist. You know, if you don't think Obama's a good president, that he's a bum and he should be thrown out, there was actually... The Secret Service had to investigate this black lady that was at the DNC saying Romney should be killed. Hey, you know, got to give the Secret Service boys something to do. But, you know, do you really think, seriously, if the FBI can show up at your house and not even have to be, by law, not even required to leave a business card, hi, sorry we missed you, and do you think they're not rummaging through your emails, listening to your cell phones? This is insane. All over this war on terrorism, which our own government created in the first place. Man, I'm telling you, some people had better get clued in that freedom and liberty, once lost at the request of your government, they never give it back. The power that they seize, they never relinquish. This is why I keep saying, do you recognize a coup when you see one? It's ongoing. It's a slow rolling plunder of the Constitution. It is a plundering of our, well, enumerated in the Constitution by way of Bill of Rights. But some people actually believe our rights come from God because God doesn't like prisoners. Or people to be dominated. Ah. You know, those are such old-fashioned ideas that don't have any applicable reason in today's society. We're more sophisticated than that, right? As I get the raised eyebrow from my producer. Hey, by the way, I need to mention this. Down at Brave New Books on Saturday, at 7 p.m., they're going to show Behold a Pale Horse, okay? And Chuck and Anita Undersea are going to be there. I'm going to be down there. So mark it on your calendar. Go have some fun. Go have some fun. You know, Austin is full of all kinds of music and nice restaurants and all that. So make a day of it. If you're up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area listening to me right now on the radio or anywhere in between here and... you know, Dallas-Fort Worth. Come on down. Take a day. Take a few hours. That is Brave New Books, 1904 Guadalupe in Austin, Texas. It's downstairs. All right. Got that? You know, folks, I don't know what you all think. You know, about what's going on. But I can see by the response of the audience today, they don't want to talk about anything. Not a thing. Are you sure those phones are working? Wait a minute. Let me test it out. What's our number? 313-9443. Let's see if it goes through. Who knows? The Phoebes might have hacked our phone service. There's one ringy-dingy. Well, you got to pick it up. Oh, okay. Say that louder now.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. I guess the phones are working. 800-313-9443. usually I get so many phone calls and people usually wait the last half hour of the program. But what are they, hungover from Monday or something? Today's Thursday. Huh? No, today's Thursday. Well, don't say Wednesday to me when I'm on air. Anyhow. There was one other story that I had that my computer just ate. That's great. Oh, here we go. Had to fish it out. Evidently, things are not going real well in the United States and Israel ganging up to go bomb Ahmadinejad here because of his nuclear program. that the state itself says, and they've invited everybody in to come see their nuclear facilities, poke around in their sand dunes and going, look, we're not building nuclear weapons, okay? We're not building nuclear weapons. Well, General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters in London on Thursday, that would be today, folks, that Israel attack would be clearly delay but probably not destroy Iran's nuclear program, adding that he was against U.S. cooperation in a unilateral assault. He said, and I'm quoting him, he says, I don't want to be complicit if they, meaning Israel, choose to do it. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been adamant that the nation's nuclear facilities exist solely for peaceful purposes and that the country is not in the market for procuring nuclear warheads, a sentiment echoed by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who earlier this week told heads of state, our motto is nuclear energy for all and nuclear weapons for none. Now, so far, I don't know how much clearer they got to make it, but you see, after that gets filtered through the mainstream, Ahmadinejad says, screw you people, I'm going to build nuclear weapons and I want to kill everybody in Israel. That's by the time CNN gets a hold of it. Now, so far, no foreign nations have been able to independently confirm or deny that claim. On Thursday, however, United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency wrote that Iran has been uncooperative with attempts to investigate their facilities and suggested they could be procuring nukes. That is a flat-out lie. That is a flat-out lie. Israel, a close ally of the United States, and please tell me why, oh, that's not in the story, has also claimed that Iran's intentions are motivated by manufacturing of warheads. In May of this year, Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak stated, our position has not changed. The world must stop Iran from becoming nuclear. All options remain on the table. They're not building nuclear warheads. But we're going back to the original seven countries on the list that Wesley Clark first exposed in his little visit to the Pentagon, and whose mouth did that come out? Well, that came directly out of the Vice President of the United States, directly to Wesley Clark. He showed him a list. Here's the seven countries we're going after. And guess what? Iran is one of them. Syria, we're in the process right now of toppling Syria. They're not done yet, folks. They are not done. So they're going to lie. Who are these creatures in the Pentagon any damn way? Who are these people? And how do you stop them from toppling governments all over the planet? Is this America anymore, or did we just turn into Stalinist Russia? Evidently we did. I must have taken a day off. James in Mississippi. Hello, James.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Good. I was waiting so long to deal with Iran. I mean, this guy has stated that he would push Israel into the sea or do away with it.
No. James, what Ahmadinejad said in respect to Israel, it was quoted by our news agencies of saying that Israel needs to be wiped off of the map. That is not what Ahmadinejad said, and the news medias know it. What he did say is Zionism has to be wiped off the face of the map.
Yeah.
Those are two distinct things.
Well, and then to just mess around and let him keep playing around with getting the nuclear weapons to have, for them to even consider having a nuclear program, it should be like an antenna goes up that we've got to put a stop to this.
Why?
Immediately. If not,
why, James? I'm asking you a question. Why can't Iran or any other country, a sovereign nation on the face of this planet, develop nuclear power for their own people? Are you in a position to tell the French fries over there, I'm sorry, the French people, that they have to shut down their nuclear industry because it only provides about 80% of the power to the French people? Who are we to tell Iran that they can't put up a nuclear reactor to generate electricity? Where do we get off doing that?
We get off doing that when they start threatening the other people. And
they haven't. They have been around for, I don't know, how old is that damn country?
Yeah.
You know, how old are they? They have never waged war on anybody in like 1,500 years. Of course, this is going back to the days where it was, you know, wasn't called Iran. But as a people, they have not declared or gone after anybody in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And if, and James, let me just simply just throw this out at you. Even if Iran wanted to develop a couple of nuclear warheads for self-protection, why would they not be allowed to do so?
Because I just wouldn't let them do it if it was me.
Okay, well,
not let them do it. I would speak softly and carry a big stick and use it on them the first chance I got.
Okay, so you're not happy. So you want to go after all the ragheads in the Middle East. You know we killed 1.5 million Iraqis over there trying to depose them of that evil dictator, Saddam Hussein. And only 39,000 of the Republican Guard was actually killed. So the other 1.5 million were women, innocent women, women, children, and men that were not in uniform. So 1.5 million dead bodies over there is okay with you, right?
Well, I didn't count that many. I didn't see them. I didn't count them. And I don't know that they were there.
Uh-huh.
I do know that they were at any moment, any one of those could have been drug off the street side by Hussein or one of his sons and just raped and brutalized and then killed, either any one of them that was laying in the pile, if there was 1 million or 10 million of them. And I know that happened on any time one of those two sons of his decided that they wanted to do something like that. They mm-hmm. done it without any consequence.
James, let me ask you a question. How are you listening to this program?
Well, I was listening on my radio in my truck.
Okay. All right. Well, whoever down there is broadcasting my program, I thank you, but
I'm coming through Dallas right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're in Dallas, but you're from Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, James, all I can tell you is keep listening, and I think I'll purge you of these thoughts that you have in your head that somehow the United States, and you know what? You know what they've even done, James? Did you know this? That Congress gave up its obligation to actually declare war on people, and now the president, acting as if he were an emperor or king, can now declare war on any damn country he wants to.
I don't agree with that. That's unconstitutional. I believe that he ought to have to go before the Senate and the Congress and give his side of the story and let them do the declaring of the war. And I think it ought to be a declared war before we step into it.
Okay, all right. But James, one more question for you. Where are you getting this information that Ahmadinejad or the Supreme Council over there wants to build nuclear weapons to go kill people with? Where are you getting that information?
Well, I'm not getting the information that they're just going to do that. I just know that they said that Israel doesn't even have the right to exist.
And no, I just cleared that little misconception up for you. That was distorted by the media, and we had the direct translation of what Ahmadinejad said. That's how I know this. You know, we do have people that speak foreign languages that are on this network.
Give it to me again. Exactly what he said. I want to find the nuances.
He said, he did not say, as the media reported, that Ahmadinejad was quoted as saying that Israel should be wiped off the face of the map. What Ahmadinejad said was simply this: Zionism needs to be wiped off the map. And if there's any, if when you get near a computer, the next thing you want to do is go to nkusa.org. nkusa.org. Remember that, and go find out what the sane Jews up in New York are saying about Israel and Zionism. It'll open your eyes. I thank you for your call, James. Thank you for listening. All right. Bob in Washington. Hello, Bob.
Hey, John. How you doing today?
Fair to middling, mostly good.
You know, I heard you say nobody's calling, and I thought, well, I'll call you and bug you, you know.
Okay, but with a reason and a point, though, Bob.
Oh, well, you know me.
Okay.
I'm surprised your spook friend didn't call in.
Oh, you mean Russ?
Les or whatever he goes by.
Oh, no, he goes by many names and different dialects and different accents, and sometimes he's hard to track and trace. Did you hear him a couple of days ago when he called into the show saying that...
the money you make?
No, that was another guy. This was the transformation thing that's put out, and in their video they suggest that you take your child, put him on a stove, turn the heat on low, And this is to teach them that heat burns them, and then turn it up until they scream.
Would that be like putting a frog in the water?
Not quite, because at least the frog starts out with cool water. This starts out with heat, and then you turn it up until your child yells at you, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, on that thing there on Admitajide, whatever, however you say that, you're better than I. Yeah, he did say that it wasn't that Israel should be wiped off. It was their concept and how they worked. And I think he also said in that, that if they keep going the way they're doing, they'll self-destruct.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, and it's rather fascinating to me. Here's a country, as I said, that has never warred on another nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Saddam Hussein, exactly what was the threat to the United States? You know, we were led to believe that somehow that was a bastion of terrorists and al-Qaeda, which the CIA themselves created.
Again.
And that somehow that we were justified under the weapons of mass destruction fairy tale, that Saddam Hussein had all these weapons and he was threatening the world with them, and that he needed to be gotten rid of. So we kill 1.5 million Iraqis, and that's justified. Now their country's popped inside out. They have warring factions. The country's going down the tubes, and somehow that we're supposed to be hailed as the benevolent conqueror that freed the Iraqi people.
The saviors.
Yeah, well, 1.5 million have been freed from the mortal coil. They're now dead.
Yeah. Well, you know, that fellow that just called in, that James from Alabama.
Yeah, he was from Mississippi by way of, he was listening on KHFX up there near Dallas.
Yeah. You know, you should go on the net sometime and look at all those babies that are born from that depleted uranium, and then look at the babies out of Vietnam that are still suffering from that Agent Orange from our mishaps.
Yeah.
Nasty. I'll let you go, John.
All right, thanks. Well, I'm going to assume James is a truck driver, and he's just blowing through the area.
Okay, but, well, he's going to land sooner or later.
Well, he's got to. He's got to come down to reality, because the only thing I heard was regurgitated from the military-industrial complex and Jewish-controlled media in this country. thanks for your call, Bob.
Destruction news. Okay, John.
All right. Bye. You know, you know, James, I'll speak to you as you're still driving down the road if you haven't turned the channel. Look, my friend, the whole reason this network is here is because about 20 years ago, yours truly here finally figured out that the news media is not interested in telling you the news, you know, like the white paper stories. You know, here's the facts as we know them, and now we'll bring up Mr. Joe Blow and Mr. Frankincense here and to debate the issues, one on the left and one on the right. No, we don't even do that anymore. What they're doing is giving you an opinion and then asking you for your opinion on their opinionated news, which is not even news anymore. When I say white paper, you derive all the facts on a story, pro or con, whether it leans your way or not. You report it. Ask Helen Thomas. By the way, James, remember to keep the rubber side down. Gus in Wisconsin. Hello, Gus.
Hello, John. I was hoping you might talk about that Democratic Convention Jerusalem vote a little today, but did you hear about that at all?
Yeah, I saw the story and I didn't... I had a lot of other news stories that I thought were a little bit more important than that. But, yeah, here we go with, the DNC is not formally recognizing Jerusalem as being the end-all, be-all to the Israeli government. Is that about right?
Yeah, but Obama called in and told them to change that right away. Made them renege on their votes.
Really?
Yeah, they had a vote just like Ron Paul. This Vigorosa, who was calling the vote, he said yays, and they were real loud. And then he called for the noes, and they were just as loud. He declared it for the yeses, just like Boehner Boehner did for the ball delegates at the Republican convention. Unbelievable. I think the people are finally realizing how much control the Israelis have over America's politicians.
Well, you know, hey, like I said, Rick Sanchez got fired from CNN because he uttered the statement that, well, the news medias in this country are owned by the Jews. And for that, he got fired. He had a big, fat contract, too. but no explanation as to why Mr. Sanchez was fired. Gus, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. And according to this story, Yeah, I'll refresh my caller screen, Mr. Producer, here in a second. I thought you'd just calling me crazy. Oh, you're telling me to refresh there. Okay. Supposedly, President Obama threw his full and unconditional support behind the two-state solution. Would it surprise you to know what God thinks about a two-state solution? Well, I won't get into that part of it, because now we're going to bring in the original... Anyhow, President Barack Obama is endorsing the Palestinians' demand for their future state to be based on the borders that existed before the 1967 Middle East War. I'm not sure that Obama did this. Well, let's put this in the category as we don't know if this is true or not. In a move that will likely infuriate Israel, God, let's not piss off the Israelis, Israel says the borders of Palestine state have to be determined through negotiations. In a speech outlining U.S. policy in the Middle East and North Africa, Obama today sided with the Palestinians, opening position a day ahead of a visit to Washington by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu is vehemently opposed to referring to the 1967 borders. Until Thursday, the U.S. position had been that the Palestinian goal of a state based on the 1967 borders with agreed land swaps should be reconciled with Israel's desire for a secure Jewish state through negotiations. This is why I told the guy, go to nkusa.org when you get a chance. Because here's a group of Torah-believing Jews, more conservative, not liberal, but more conservative Jews, that are sitting there telling you that, wait a minute, according to our own Torah teachings, there's a reason why God banished the Jews to the four corners of the earth. Because we were real bad and we made God really angry. Okay? That being the case, there's not supposed to be a state of Israel until their Messiah comes. You see, Jesus Christ and the Christian religion ain't good enough for them. Even though we have this mixed bag of blending of religious theology here based on Old and New Testament and all that stuff. Rather fascinating. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
Hi.
And, you know, there's only one reason why we're going to go and bomb the crap out of Iran. And that is because Iran decided to accept gold as payment for oil instead of U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
And the states over there are stone against usury. It's in Islamic law that you can't make money off of money.
Why do you think they're going after Putin?
The world bankster gangsters don't want anybody to slip away from their credit grasp.
You got it. That's the whole name of the game.
There you go.
It's all about money, and that's all there is.
Steve, thanks for your call.
Okay, John. Bye.
All right. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Back with you with another edition of the National Intel Report tomorrow. It's